Team for tonight's newscast is Ken Yoshikawa, Don Zurer, and Jennifer Kemp. The producer is Eric Takeoff. Special thanks to Mike Hoffman for helping Rosalind catch all her bees. Our engineer is Danielle Parks. The KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Jinka Soderberg. A podcast of local stories from this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews, or look for us on Twitter at KBOO News. If you'd like to call your elected representatives about any issue you've heard on the news tonight, here are the phone numbers. The local number for Senator Ron Wyden is 503-326-7525. The number for Senator Jeff Merkley is 503-326-3386. Oregon Governor Kate Brown's number is 503-378-3111. Portland Mayor Charlie Hales can be reached at 503-823-4120. You are listening to KBOO, Portland, 90.7 FM. K282BH Philomath, 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River, 91.9 FM. I'm Rosalind Scott.
And I'm Ken Jones. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO, at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, on the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show, Joe Uris hosts a discussion of the history of American relations with Iran, including the role of the military-industrial complex and how it relates to the current events. At 9, on Alternative Radio, agrarian reformer and author Wes Jackson speaks on restoring Earth Island. At 10, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints, investigative news radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Stage and Studio, D-May Roberts features Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, scheduled to open soon at Post 5 Theater in their new space. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, guest host Kathleen Stevenson speaks with Denise Mullen, president of Oregon College of Arts and Crafts, about Conversations on Craft, a public forum on the skill and art of creativity. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate Today. Stay tuned now for hearings from Salem for a bill to raise the minimum wage. Three separate hearings are taking place today in Salem to increase the minimum wage in Oregon. Among the bills being considered are Senate Bill 610 and House Bill 2009. These bills will raise the wage to $15 an hour by 2018, phasing in the wage increase with three steps. KBOO's Jenka Soderberg will have more following tonight's news. Good night, Rosalind.
Good night, Ken. Good night, Danielle.
KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
In the testimony at today's hearings, a variety of people spoke in favor of increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour. They included workers, small business owners, and community organizers. Here's a small sample.
When I started my job at the airport, the pay was minimum wage after 8 years. I am still working for a minimum wage. Now it's $9.25 an hour. Every day I give all of my effort at my job, but there is no path toward getting a raise or any type of benefits. Even with all of the efforts that I put into my job, I still struggle. I'm a single mother, and it is difficult to balance the needs of my kids with full-time job. Because I am Micronesian, I cannot access to public health insurance in the United States. Even though I have been here working for the same company for 8 years, the insurance my employer provided is too expensive for me. In the last 2 years, my rent has gone up 3 times. Last month, it went up by $100. Every month, I have to pay $75 extra to my landlord so I can pay half of my rent each paycheck. I'm a single mother. I live near the airport with my children. I like our apartment and I don't want to move, but I don't know how I'll be able to keep up with rent. At the end of last year, my hours were cut from 40 to 32. Now it's even harder to pay rent on time. If we raise the minimum wage, I won't be able to take home money each paycheck, money I could use to pay my rent on time and save for my children's education. Most importantly, I will feel like I was treated with respect for the work I do. When I came to the U.S., I didn't think it would be like this. Now I just hold on to the only job that I know. Now I just work hard and try to show my value. The dreams I haven't worked out, I just work to survive. I will be better if we made fair wage.
For the record, my name is Stephen Michael. I'm the state director of the Main Street Alliance of Oregon, Chair Dembro Committee. Thank you very much for this opportunity. I'd submitted my testimony in writing, so I won't go through in the interest of time as well, to just kind of reading through everything. But I will say that as an organization, the Main Street Alliance of Oregon works with over 2,500 small business owners across the state, and we support raising the minimum wage to $15 by 2018. I think it's really important to note, and from talking with a lot of our members about this issue as well, we're not talking about going from 9:25 to 15 tomorrow. It's really important to think through the kind of transition implications for small businesses to make sure that they have enough time to work it into their budgets as well. But I will say that small business owners know that an investment in their employees is the smartest investment they can make in their business. Small business owners, we work with 95% of those are 25 and fewer employees. These are mom and pop shops. We meet them by literally walking across, like walking Main Street districts all across the state, going in and asking if the business owner is there. So the business owners are working families too. They're there in their shops day in and day out, and they're running, doing everything from HR to running the shop, to ordering, to everything in between, cleaning bathrooms. Without their employees, they would have to also be doing all of the other work that their employees are doing. And so if they don't have happy employees, healthy employees that are feeling respected and want to come to work, they're going to drive away customers. Competition is fierce. Small businesses are tough. Running a small business is a challenging thing to do, and so finding ways to make sure that your team, that your employees, that your staff are feeling respected, are feeling like they're being treated well, and valued as individuals, is something that's very important not only to our members but also to the workforce. Additionally, I'd say that the biggest thing that we hear from folks when we're out talking to people, we ask a question, as a small business owner, what do you need most to get the economy back on track and create more jobs? Is it lower taxes, fewer regulations, more customers, or something else? 68% of the people that we've talked to said more customers. More customers, thinking about it, it seems like obviously you'd want more customers. But it's important in this conversation because what makes a customer is somebody that's got money in their pockets. And if we, you'll hear about the data from Mr. Shukatov, but an increase to $15 by 2018 will add $3.2 billion to our economy in Oregon. And we know that the folks that are earning the least in our communities spend the highest percentage of their paychecks in their local communities. And so when people at the bottom tier of wage earners are seeing an increase, they're spending that money, and they're spending it locally. And so that's money that's being circulated through small businesses that we work with, Main Streets, helping to keep those Main Streets thriving. So not only did business owners overwhelmingly say that they need more customers, we've been asking about minimum wage increase, knowing that this was going to be a topic that was going to come up. And 90% of the business owners we talked to agreed that an Oregonian working full-time should not be living in poverty. And yet there are thousands of full-time working Oregonians who are earning a minimum wage and are making just over $19,000 a year on that minimum wage. And that's not enough to be able to get by, to be able to support your family and be able to make sure that that you're not living less than paycheck to paycheck. And 67% of the folks that we talked to would support an increase in the minimum wage. What that number means or what that number lands on, we've been anecdotally hearing different people saying different things all across the board, and you'll hear from a number of our members later tonight in the public hearing from small business owners themselves who have varying views on what that number needs to be. But we know that with over two-thirds of small business owners saying this is something that needs to happen, we think this is something that should happen. And it's really simple, because when there's an influx of money into the pockets of our customers, they're the ones that are able to continue to support small businesses in our communities. So I'll say that not only is raising the minimum wage good for workers, good for working families, good for Oregonians, and really good for business, it's also great for our state budget, because we know that when people are able to be more self-sufficient, that's less strain on our tax dollar, that's less strain on the social services, which means that the people that really need and really need to depend on those social services to get by, to help get back on their feet, can, and those resources will be there for them. So When you're considering this conversation, this topic, be sure to remember from small businesses, we can say that and I'm sure you'll hear from other small business owners who are not supportive of this, but we've seen the data, we've seen the research, we know what's happening in other places across the country and across the world, that when you increase the minimum wage, it helps small business. So if you want to help small businesses in Oregon, raise the wage.
Some agribusiness owners spoke against the minimum wage increase as they employ workers who are paid by the piece instead of an hourly wage.
There are over 200 crops grown in Oregon. If you like the diversity of crops that you see as you drive here to the Capitol or anywhere throughout Oregon, then do not pass a minimum wage bill that will force farmers to grow crops that do not use valued and skilled hand labor to grow them. As I am sure many of you have noticed, there are thousands and thousands of acres of hazelnuts being planted here in the Willamette Valley. Sure, some of what is driving that is current good prices for hazelnuts, but a big factor to many farmers' decision to grow hazelnuts is that one or two people can farm well over 100 acres of hazelnuts. The same acreage in broccoli, apples, strawberries, hops, nursery crops, cucumbers, or one of 100 other crops grown here in the Willamette Valley could take as many as 100 seasonal employees and 5 to 25 year-round employees. So far, most Oregon businesses have been able to absorb the difference between Oregon's current minimum wage and the average minimum wage in 48 states that have a lower minimum wage than Oregon. However, if Oregon has a minimum wage that is 207% of the federal minimum wage, it will change the face of Oregon agriculture. You will see a shift in the crops grown and the downstream effect on all the businesses that support and add value to Oregon's agricultural bounty will be devastating.
For more on the issue of increasing Oregon's minimum wage, I spoke with David Carlson, who is a minimum wage worker in the Portland area who testified at today's hearing. I began by asking him about the three bills that are under consideration in the state legislature this session.
There are a few. There is HB 2009, which would raise the minimum wage, as well as SB, Senate Bill 610. And those are both to raise the minimum wage of $15, as well as a couple others that would either raise it to $12.75, I believe, over the next few years, and another one that would increase it to $10.75.
And so what's your experience with this issue, working minimum wage yourself?
My experience, I've worked in the food service industry for a decade. I've tried to move up, and I've become a manager, and I've done all of these things that, we're supposed to do in this society of, getting above minimum wage. But even doing that, like, I was an assistant manager at a Jimmy John's, and I was making essentially $12 an hour because I was on salary, so I was working 50 hours a week, so that diminished my total pay or whatever. But I was making less than my delivery drivers, in a sense. It doesn't – living so low on the totem pole, it's hard because, I mean, I still get benefits now as a – as a student, because I have to eat, you know, working part-time and going to school full-time, there's no way to fully support yourself.
And you mentioned the benefits cliff. Can you explain for our listeners what that is and what that means?
Right. So the benefits cliff is the point at which you make too much money to receive any state benefits. So that comes out to about $12 or $13 an hour. And so if we were to raise the wage to these people would actually get a net loss in income. And so that's something that happens with a lot of people where they can't work any harder because they actually lose money out of the deal. So it stifles people from even moving up.
But a $15 an hour minimum wage would counter that benefits cliff?
Yes, it would. It would result in a net benefit for Oregonians. Right now, there's something like 400,000 Oregonians making low-wage jobs, and so that would have a huge impact. I was doing a little research the other day, and that's 10% of all Oregonians are making poverty wages.
And what does that mean to make poverty wages in the state of Oregon?
That means we're not entering the economy. That means we're not fixing our cars, and we should be getting basic oil maintenance, stuff like that. Worrying about rent, not being able to take a day off, and fear that we're either going to lose our job or not be able to pay our bills.
One of the arguments made on the right is that people can pull themselves up out of poverty through hard work. What has been your experience, and what do you make of this argument?
I would like to see them show me where this is capable in this economy in any easy form of the sense. I work with a lot of people in the food service industry, and many of them work 2-3 jobs, working 80 to 100 hours a week just to pay their bills, because every single job is